So I have been having a little bit of a needy day. I was cleaning a little bit earlier though, and I wasn't able to do anything about it. So on my way home, I was just feeling really needy and wet, and I felt like I couldn't wait. And I don't know if you can hear that. Here, let me turn my car off because I am still in my car. I've not quite made it home yet. There's a little pull off of the road that's a little bit more secluded. There's nobody out here. But like, the cars are still driving by. They can see me. They just can't really see in, but couldn't wait. And kind of exciting doing this somewhere people are about and like kind of on the verge of being caught, but pretty safe, you know? Safety is key, you know? Safety is key. But I was thinking about how I've not truly done like a ramble fap yet, so I thought, why not? Today is the day, today could be the day, and I'm in a semi-public place, so I thought that that might be interesting for y'all to hear me as I am and not as like the girlfriend character that I put on, what have you, because like listening to these things, because I am an active listener as well as someone that makes these audios. My favorite ones are where, yes, I am still touching myself, but my favorite ones are when you can just tell that they're being themselves and their authentic selves, and I'm slowly losing my ability to speak. But you know what I mean? Just like when you can tell that the person is just enjoying themselves and being themselves, and those are just my favorite. And I haven't really done one of those yet. So, I was just listening to a audio of someone doing a test with the Tenga spinner, and boy, when I tell you that I'm jealous that I don't have a penis because that thing sounds amazing. The wet sounds alone on that were just top tier and make me really jealous. But anyway, yeah, so as these cars are driving by and speeding up and watching to make sure no one pulls in to this secluded, semi-secluded spot. My ability to speak is going away now because I'm getting a lot closer. While I was listening to that audio, I was obviously rubbing my clit and edging just the tiniest amount, and now I just want to come. It makes me nervous thinking like these people can see what I'm doing though. Like I almost fully can't let it go until there are no cars around. And I can't fully get both of my hands in my pants. And it's, oh, 'cause I can get an orgasm from my clit alone, but it just takes a little bit longer. than when I can massage my G-spot at the same time. Man, there's so many people out and about today. I guess it is a Saturday, but... I hope the audio's okay. I may have to put this here. Is that better? Can you hear everything? Oh, gosh. Okay, well, I'm gonna take a chance and try to massage inside now because I would like to come. Oh, gosh. Don't slow down. None of you slow down. Just keep going. Oh. And of course I'm wearing like a really bright tie-dye hoodie, so if anyone just looks, I look like a highlighter, a rainbow highlighter. Waistband of these sweats are really killing my vibe. Okay. All right. Yep. Maybe I just need to make it a little bit slicker. Here you can hear a little bit of. Sometimes I'll get, like, frustrations when I'm masturbating because I really want to come, and I just hit a spot that I like. Oh, when I really want to come, sometimes it just makes me anxious and, like, not able to. My legs are like tensing up so much. Okay. And then also the added nerves of being seen. Okay. There's a car, but I don't care. I don't care. Oh, I'm getting there. I'm gonna leave this as a one take. I'm not gonna edit it because I'm a little bit lazy today. And I want this to be like a true ramble fab. Oh, yeah, right there, right there.
I wish I were wearing like a skirt or something. The waistband of my sweats is just, like I said, just totally killing my vibe. Oh, let's go for the second one. Oof. Down there. Okay, that was good. I'm sweating. Oh, that was very good, and now I'm extremely sleepy. I still have like another 10-minute drive before I get home, and then I have like more chores to do, so hopefully I don't just go to bed and nap this off. Okay, time to clean up. Oh my goodness. Wow. I don't take pics, but like, if you could only see the amount of moisture and wetness. This is wow. I love the texture of it. This is weird. I feel like this is weird, but maybe not. I mean, like, it's called a ramble fat for a reason. Ugh. Okay, I used hand sanitizer, and that's all I can taste is the alcohol. So I'm gonna have to, like, go actually wash my hands, I guess with sanitizer for now, and then again when I get home. But, yeah, thanks for listening and, showing all your support. I just realized today, and this could be, like, a celebratory ramble fap, that I just breached 100 followers, which is crazy to me. And like, one of my absolute favorite audios is doing fairly well, so I think that's exciting too. But yeah, just thank you guys for whoever's following me. Thank you. It's nice to be able to chat with you guys. I think this is like the first time that I've done like a chat thing, so this is new. Maybe we can keep it going. And someone just pulled up, so this is perfect. I was not paying attention, thankfully. I'm done now, so I don't have to, like, be weird. I mean, I'm already weird, but hopefully. Oh my god, now I'm embarrassed. Anyway, so I'm gonna end this here. Thank you for 100 plus followers, and thanks for listening. I hope to make some more stuff for you guys. I don't have a ton of ideas. I have a few, but if you have any suggestions, please just let me know. I will let you know that I'm not gonna listen to them all, because I want to make audios that I enjoy. And yeah, I've always kind of stood by that I'm using hand sanitizer, by the way. I've stood by making content that I enjoy, because if I enjoy it, that means somebody else is probably seeking that same thing. So that's kind of my rule of thumb when making audios or following or filling out requests, is I'm only going to follow or fill out that request if it's something that I like. And that's not to say that if you give me an idea and I say no thank you, that your idea is bad or not valid. It's just, I want to make good audios, and I want them to seem genuine and authentic. And if I'm pretending to like something when I don't, it's not going to come across that way. So just keep that in mind if you have requests, but I will definitely hear you out. So anyway, thank you for following and thanks for listening. And I hope you guys have the best weekend, and I will talk at you later. Thanks.